A second suspect has now been arrested in the shooting of former Boston Red Sox great David Ortiz, Big Papi. He was shot at a bar in Santo Domingo in his native Dominican Republic Sunday night, in the back at close range, flown by the Red Sox to Boston, where he's now being treated in a hospital. Michael Levinson is covering the story for the Boston Globe. And Michael, do we know if the two suspects knew Ortiz? I mean, everybody in the Dominican Republic probably did, but do we know if he was targeted?
We don't know that yet. He appears to have been targeted just by the nature of the crime. They've said that one of the suspects drove the gunman on a motorcycle to this bar. The gunman hopped off the motorcycle, shot Ortiz in the back, hopped back on the motorcycle, and then they sped off. The first suspect, the driver of the motorcycle, was captured almost immediately when a crowd surrounded him and really beat him quite brutally and held him until police arrived. The second suspect, who's the suspected gunman, was arrested Tuesday night.
Hopefully we'll find out more about that. But meanwhile, the Red Sox paid to have him flown to Boston for this medical care. Worse than we thought originally. What is his condition now?
He's still in the intensive care unit at Massachusetts General Hospital. He's in stable condition. He underwent a second surgery on Monday night into early Tuesday morning when he got to Boston. And so he's in recovery mode right now. We've heard that he's taken his first steps in the hospital, but he's going to have to be in the hospital for a few more days and watched very closely.
Yeah, well, on the face of it, a top athlete, a well-known athlete being gunned down senselessly like this from anywhere would be something we'd want to note. But also in this case, he's such a fixture in sports and in Boston sports. Let's remind listeners why. Considered one of the best clutch hitters in history, great player. Just a little more about how he was such an important athlete to the Sox.
Sure. I mean, Big Papi, I mean, he is an icon in Boston. He's beloved here, mostly because he helped us crack the 86-year curse and win the World Series in 2004 and then again in 2007 and 2013. And he's also just a sort of larger-than-life figure. He's swaggering. He's got a megawatt smile. He's got diamond-encrusted jewelry. And people just seem to gravitate towards him. He's got this magnetic personality. Also, after the Boston Marathon bombing, he delivered this very memorable, profane, and inspirational speech at Fenway Park that just kind of lifted the city's spirits and seemed to capture the whole defiant spirit of Boston and Boston Strong at that moment. So he's just a huge figure in the landscape here in the city.
Well, and we have a little of that sound, what we can play. But
right.
It was, again, it was a spontaneous moment, and it really changed the frightened mood of the city. It sort of catalyzed the strength that had been gathering and really forged it. Let's listen.
This is our city. And nobody gonna dictate our freedom. Stay strong. Thank you.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah. Just listening to that, I still get tingles because I remember exactly the feeling in the city at that time. And he just sort of punctuated, you know, the raised fist that the city was feeling at that time against this horrible terrorist act that had happened here. And it was just a few days afterward. And he just captured in that one speech the kind of sense of we're not going to be knocked down by this. We're going to fight on and we're going to come together as a city.
And the important word, we, you know, this was his adopted city. And of course, the reaction to the shooting has been extraordinary at home in the Dominican Republic. But here you see Pedro Martinez, another player, openly crying at a press conference. You've got the other teams, the Bruins, you know, in the finals tonight with the Blues, the last game of that hockey series, the Sox playing. There's, you know, a lot of people, it's summer, and a lot of people are talking about this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, fans, former players, everyone's just pouring out concern for Big Papi. And, you know, you've seen President Obama tweeted a message of concern and support for Big Papi. You know, so there's been political leaders, fans, and the Dominican community. It's just been a huge outpouring of concern.
And, Michael, I just want to be clear because, again, the conditions seem more serious, serious injuries to organs. Is his life endangered?
The sense now is that his life is not in danger, but we don't know what his life will be like going forward or how long he will be in recovery. There's been very little medical information given out. And, you know, any time that your small intestine, your large intestine, and your liver have been pierced by a bullet, you're facing, you know, very serious road ahead. So the doctors that we've talked to have said, you know, he has to be monitored now very closely for infections and other problems associated with the surgery. and the long-term prognosis, you know, in terms of what his functioning will be, is not clear. We do know he's making good recoveries, walking around. He seems to be in good spirits. He flashed a smile to people that have come to visit him. So those are all positive signs.
Yeah. Boston Globe reporter Michael Levinson on Big Poppy, David Ortiz. Michael, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.